Of all the wonders of ancient Egypt, Ramesses the Great's capital, the city of Pyramus, was one of the most spectacular. The pharaoh lavished a fortune on building his capital. But long ago, the whole city and all its treasures vanished off the face of the earth. The lost city of Pyramus became the stuff of legend, until 3,000 years later, its rediscovery opened up one of the most bizarre puzzles in the history of archaeology. Because when Pyramus reappeared, it was in the wrong place. A place where Ramesses the Great could never have built it. A place that didn't even exist at the time Ramesses was alive. This is the strange story of how an entire city could vanish, only to reappear thousands of years later, in the wrong place. Thousand years ago, Egypt was ruled by a master builder, a pharaoh determined to leave a permanent mark on history. Ramesses II was born a commoner, but became one of the greatest kings of the ancient world. He ruled Egypt for over 60 years and fathered 100 children. Across his empire, he built temples and monuments, but his masterpiece, the place closest to his heart, was the city he named after himself, Pyramus. A vast citadel of white and azure, Pyramus was filled with monuments designed to inspire awe in all who entered. The city was one of Ramesses' most ambitious creations, built on the Nile as a gateway between ancient Egypt and the sea. This was a thriving port, a hub of the ancient world. Up to 300,000 people lived here, the very rich and the very poor, nobility, craftsmen and slaves. Merchants came from far and wide to trade here.